This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. On the sidelines of an Arctic Council ministerial meeting in Iceland on Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will hold his first face-to-face encounter with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. The meeting comes at a time of heightened tension between the United States and Russia. It's expected to set the stage for a planned summit next month between U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin. The State Department said the meeting between Blinken and Lavrov is an opportunity to discuss building a more predictable relationship with Russia and working on areas where we have mutual interests. Those are quotes. A senior State Department official told reporters traveling with Blinken that the Biden administration has made progress in its relationship with Russia with respect to reaching an agreement to extend the START nuclear weapons treaty, but that it has also faced areas of difficulties because of Russian aggression in some areas. The United States has recently been at odds with Russia over Moscow's jailing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, Russia's buildup of military forces near Ukraine, and a cyber attack on the largest U.S. gas pipeline by hackers believed to be in Russia. Russia says its government was not involved in the cyber attack. It has accused the United States of trying to interfere in its domestic issues, including the jailing of Navalny. On Tuesday in Reykjavik, Blinken urged the global community to avoid militarizing the Arctic region. One day earlier, this Monday, Russia had warned the West against making territorial claims in the region. You can follow this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. And in Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Israel launched more airstrikes Tuesday on the Gaza Strip, while Palestinian militants fired rockets into Israel, killing two Thai workers in the packaging plant and wounding seven more people in a continuing wave of violence that had stretched for more than a week. An Israeli attack leveled a six-story building that housed bookstores and educational centers used by the Islamic University and other colleges. Israel warned the residents of the building ahead of time of its impending attack, forcing them to flee into the pre-dawn darkness. There were, however, no reports of casualties. The United Nations said it has been actively involved in mediation efforts to try and end the violence. In the meantime, the UN said it was able to send dozens of fuel trucks, but no other assistance from its relief agency into Gaza. A viable but narrow path exists for the world to avoid the most catastrophic impacts of climate change, according to the International Energy Agency, which issued a report to that effect on Tuesday. The report includes an immediate end to new investments in oil, gas, and coal production. That is, the path, rather, includes an immediate end to new investments in fossil fuels, an end to sales of gas-powered cars by 2035, an installation of renewable energy at four times last year's pace. IEA's executive director said in a statement that climate change is, quote, perhaps the greatest challenge humankind has ever faced. The report said an investment of $5 trillion per year by 2030 would provide a major boost to the global economy, add millions of jobs in clean energy and manufacturing, and increase global gross domestic product by 0.4 percentage points per year. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for a diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Beijing Olympics because of human rights abuses by China's government. Pelosi is advocating that world leaders not attend the games, not that athletes should refuse to compete. The Winter Olympics are supposed to start in Beijing 6 months after this year's postponed Summer Olympics are expected to finish in Tokyo. New Jersey Republican Chris Smith opened Tuesday's congressional hearing by calling on the International Olympic Committee and the United States to find a new site for the 2022 Games or to boycott the event. And the Biden administration on Tuesday detailed how it wants to fund efforts to counter a wave of massive hacks in the wake of this month's Colonial Pipeline ransomware attack. The plan includes $20 billion to defend energy systems and $2 billion in grants for upgrades for energy systems.